Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this Adept English podcast. How is your English language learning coming along? If you're anything like me, it's likely that your language learning goes in fits and starts. That means you get on with it and you do lots, and then maybe you don't do very much language learning for a while. Then you come back to it. So sometimes it goes fast, sometimes it goes slowly. The important thing is when you're in your normal routine that you include English language learning. But sometimes you'll be out of routine because you're doing something different. That's okay, as long as when you're back in your normal routine, you return to your language learning too. Let's have another look today at those IELTS speaking topics with answers. So IELTS. IELTS is, of course, the International English Language Testing System. So it's helpful in the podcast to cover IELTS speaking topics with answers so that you can get used to the sort of vocabulary that you might use in an English language exam. But this is useful also for listeners who aren't taking IELTS exams in English. Let us know if you would like more help with IELTS. You can email us at support@adeptenglish.com to let us know, or just talk to us anyway. So when it comes to the IELTS speaking topics with answers, one of the common subjects to ask English students about is their work. It's also good English speaking practice, as people talk a lot about their work anyway, don't they? So you might be asked simply, do you work or are you a student? And even if you are a student, so you're not working at the moment, it's likely that you will have had some kind of job when you were younger and still at school. In the UK, you can work from the age of 16 years old. And even if you are a student and you've never worked, you can still talk about work. If you explain this to your IELTS examiner, then they'll probably ask you instead about what sort of job you would like to do in the future, or about what type of work you intend to do when you finish your studying. Or maybe they could ask you what sort of job you would hate. Or perhaps what's important to you in work. Do you like to help people? Or do you prefer to work with technology or be in a technical role? So let's think of some of the possible questions around this and some sample answers. And we can talk about vocabulary too. For example, that phrase I just used above, I said a technical role. Well, you probably know what I mean by technical, expertise, knowledge in something, probably technology related. But what about the word role? R-O-L-E. This is a word that's often used with jobs, and it reflects the idea that not everyone has a defined job, like a doctor or a lawyer or a fireman or a bus driver. Many people work in organisations where there's some fluidity and lots of similar and different needs for types of work to be done. So organisations may group together tasks, things to do, under the heading of a job role. If you think about a play, a piece of theatre, the word role is used here to talk about the different parts that the actors will play. So the word role in the context of jobs is really, what part will you play? Does that make sense? Okay, so let's have a look at different types of jobs and how you might talk about them. Let's do some IELTS speaking topics with answers. So what is your job? I'm an office manager. So you might say, I'm currently working as an office manager at a training institute in London. I've been doing this job for about 3 years now. I'm responsible for administration for all the courses, all the admin for entry onto the courses, the paperwork for all the students, and the timetabling for the running of the courses. I also look after the running of the building. So just some vocabulary there. An office manager is perhaps easy to understand. Administration, or admin for short, usually means a job where you organise lots of things. You're likely to be organising a business or people, looking after paperwork or databases or computer records. If you're a good administrator, you're able to hold lots of things in your head at the same time, and you have a good memory. And you're probably going to be answering inquiries, questions by phone or email. The phrase I'm responsible for is a good one to think about. What are your particular responsibilities in your job role? You can talk about those maybe. So another answer, what is your job? I work in a bar. You might say, I'm a student, but I work in a bar in the evenings. My duties include serving customers, mixing drinks, and I have to use a till. I also have to clean up at the end of the evening. So this is a typical job you might have if you're a full-time student. A bar, or even in the UK, a pub, is where people go to drink either alcohol or non-alcoholic drinks, and to socialise, to meet other people. So typically, if you're in a bar or a shop even, where you could be selling clothes or coffee, we would talk about customer service, that being part of your job role, to serve customers. And I have to use a till. That means this person is taking money, taking payments from customers in the bar. So the till, T-I-L-L, is the machine you use to do this. It's the same as in a supermarket or a petrol station. You key in or scan in what the customer's buying, and then you use it to take payment. So a till might also be called a cash register. But customer service, or serving customers, is a common way to talk about this kind of work. And again, notice that useful phrase, my duties include. So this can become your list of tasks. Your duties are the work that you have to do. Another answer, what is your job? I work in IT. So you might say, oh, I work in IT, or oh, I'm training to be a lawyer, so I work in a legal practice. You could say, I work for the National Health Service. That means the organisation in the UK which looks after your health needs. So sometimes people give an answer to the question, what is your job? Which doesn't tell you exactly what they do, but it gives you an idea of what industry they work in. That's another useful piece of vocabulary, industry. I-N-D-U-S-T-R-Y. Industry is really just another word for being busy. Busyness, it's a noun. And of course, busyness is where the word business comes from. But industry implies it's large scale, that there are a lot of people busy in this work. So you might talk about the industry that you work in. I'm in the IT industry, or I work in the creative industry, the oil industry, the fishing industry. It just gives people an idea of the general area of your work, and it's useful if you don't want to go into detail. What is your job? I work in a call centre. So here's another common one. I work in a call centre, and it's quite high pressure. We have to take a certain volume of calls every day. If you work in a call centre, it means that you're again doing customer service, but it means that you'll be answering telephone calls from customers. You might work in what's known as a help centre, where people ring for help with products they've bought or with services. Or you might provide after-sales service, so help with an item after it's been bought. If you work in a call centre, it can be quite stressful, meaning that you've got too many things to do and only a short time to do them in. That's what high pressure means. If you work in a call centre, your job title, the name of your job, is quite likely to be an agent. And the message you often hear in English-speaking call centres, all our agents are busy. Have you ever heard that message? What jobs have I had? So if you ask me, what is your job or what jobs I've had, my answer might sound a bit like this. Well, I did various jobs when I was a student. I worked in shops and I worked serving in a couple of different pubs. I also worked in a factory making pies and another factory which made bread and cakes. My first job when I finished university was in a garden centre. This was called retail management, but I don't think it was really. After that, I worked in IT, so in the IT industry for a long time, and I learned to program and all about certain computer systems. I've also been a college lecturer, so I taught students for 4 years. After that, I worked in IT for a bit longer, and then I trained as a psychotherapist, and I've been working for myself for the last few years. So that's me. So hopefully covering IELTS speaking topics with answers has got you thinking on the subject of jobs. What would your reply be? And if you'd like more help from Adept English with IELTS speaking topics with answers, let us know. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.